Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. Overreaction, past plus present. When anyone overreacts, it is due to the culmination of the past plus the present. It's not just the past, but unhealed past. The unhealed part is the focus. When we have unhealed parts of ourselves, it comes out as pain, which manifests into anger, frustration, passive aggression, emotional punishing, etc. When we have healed parts of our past, it is manifested as understanding, reflection, and ultimately gratitude. When you experience the overreaction of someone, it can be a surprise and a shock because the reaction is not appropriate for the present moment. Although the person who is overreacting will not see this is the past plus the present. They will bring down the fire as if it is appropriate, and furthermore, attempt to blame you for their overreaction. This is a characteristic of gaslighting, which we will be discussed in another podcast. Overreaction is the volume of the unhealed parts. Sadly, the person that is being overreacted on has to pay the price of the sins of the past, of which they may not even be a party to. This is one of the major reasons why we need to process and heal from prior negative relationships so that we don't bring in this old pain into our present. Not only is it unfair to the current person, but you are allowing the toxicity of the old person and experiences to live inside of your current life. Ugh. This is one of the good reasons to make healing a priority. Who wants to carry their ex around with them? Although this doesn't only include exes, this also means from the relationships we have had with our parents, etc. If one is neglected in childhood, one may manifest this in the form of neediness, codependency, controlling, manipulation, jealousy, and insecurity, just to name a few delicacies. Allowing yourself psychoeducation in regards to this subject will help the individual who is experiencing the overreaction to not take it personally. Someone with a low emotional intelligence will take the overreaction to be all about them, but it's not. Emotionally intelligent people can discern the overreaction, understand that it's not all about them, and take a step back from the firing range as to not get hit. Likewise, a person who has a low emotional intelligence will stand there and take it all, because it must be about them since it is being directed towards them, correct? That's what the gaslighter wants you to believe. If you are experiencing being in a relationship where there is volatility and overreaction, please seek a licensed therapist in order to unpack and understand what is true. You do not have to pay the price of pain from the past.